In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The readings for the first Sunday of Lent focus on the theme of sin and temptation, and the gospel reading is always one of the synoptic accounts of the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. After Jesus was baptized by John, the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. Here the devil is personified as the tempter rather than the personification of evil. And it is during this time that Jesus discerns the true meaning of the baptismal proclamation that he is the Son of God. Temptations. They come to every one of us. A temptation is a trick, a deception, a lie. It conceals the truth and represents falsehood as truth. A temptation may even offer us something good, but entices us to use it in a false or selfish way. Temptations lure us into thinking something that doesn't reflect who we really are as the sons and daughters of God. A temptation conceals from us the true road to peace, joy, and happiness, giving us the illusion of a quick and easy shortcut to what is good and worthwhile in life. A temptation hopes that we will not use our brains, because if we do, we will quickly notice how stupid following the temptation would be. No wonder temptations come from the devil, the evil one, the personification of evil, whom Jesus called the father of lies. And so we have a choice. When temptations come, we can follow them like Adam and Eve in our first reading, or we can overcome them like Jesus. Jesus suffered real temptations. A letter to the Hebrews reminds us that he was tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. Jesus was tempted to prove that he was the Son of God by misusing his divine power. Mused the devil, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down." The third temptation suggests Jesus totally wrecked his Father's plan for us as his sons and daughters. Not only did Jesus overcome the temptations in the wilderness, but those that would come later, like the temptation from Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane not to face his passion. Now we have begun the season of Lent. It is of a similar length of time that Jesus spent in the desert overcoming temptation. And during Lent, we make sacrifices and acts of self-denial, and we fast. We pray more during Lent and make more effort to help the poor and those in need. All of these things are an expression of something inside ourselves that we want to do during Lent, giving up sin by overcoming temptation. In short, what we really want to give up during Lent is sin, because it drags us down, hurts our relationship with God and with each other. We want to give up sin because we don't want to be tricked or deceived or lied to anymore. We want to give up sin during Lent because temptations conceal from us the true road to wholeness and to integrity. Above all, we want to give up sin during Lent because we love Jesus. And when we give in to temptation and sin, we hurt Jesus. Every time we sin, we put the crown of thorns on Jesus. Every time we sin, we become the soldiers driving nails into his hands and feet to crucify him. This is why we want to give up sin. We want to overcome temptation and sin during our own desert of Lent. So what does all this teach us about Lent? It shows no interest in what we can do for God, but rather in what God has already done for us. Lent calls us not to repent of our sins, but to go beyond and open our hearts to God and Christ in faith. Even the account of the temptations underplays great acts of devotion and instead emphasizes the importance of fidelity to God's promptings in our lives. Even more important, Lent reminds us that giving up sin is not going to be easy. This is so because Satan, the evil one, the tempter, never gives up. He hides in camouflage. He waits patiently for opportunities when we are at our weakest and most vulnerable. When he comes out of hiding, it is often in other people and a multitude of representatives. The evil one shows up in pride and gluttony and anger and covetousness and challenges us to do good for the wrong reasons. Temptations we all know only too well. And the primary question for us during Lent is directly related to Jesus in the wilderness. The evil one tested him to determine what kind of Messiah he was going to be. We are tested to determine what kind of Christian we are going to be. So when all is said and done, as we take our journeys of faith through the season of Lent, watching for the evil one and resisting and dying to sin, we will be prepared to rise with Jesus to new life on Easter. Amen.
Amen.